Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
As 2022 comes to an end, Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones, along with the Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide, want to wish you a blessed and prosperous new year. We're living in very challenging times. As believers, we have to keep our heart and mind fixed on Jesus and adhere to the Word of God. Today's message, Under Siege, challenges the church, the body of Christ, to rise up, walk upright, and live a life worthy of the calling of God. Let's listen in as Pastor Joel continues this powerful series.
Does he condone homosexuality without repentance? Let's get this straight for the people that are watching that's going to call us haters. Does God hate homosexuals?
No.
Does he say homosexuals can't come and serve at church? No. They have to come. They can come. All are welcome. Coming to be what?
Changed.
Not to stay there. Not to stay in your sin. Because if you stay in your sin, you can't go to heaven. No more than we could start a church of liars. This is the church of lies. Spirit of lie. Come on in and lie. And just continue lying. What's your name? Brother Rick. No, I know your name is Johnny. Why did you lie? What's your name? Sister Karen. No, no. Your name is Sister Ophelia. And I know because of the name. You called me in a lie. What's your name? Pastor Jim. No, your name is Pastor Joel. You see what I mean? It wouldn't make sense for me to let you stay in your lies and then say, come on up here. What's your name? Ruby. Come on up, Sister Ruby. It's really Rhonda. But come on up, Sister Rhonda. Rhonda, you're going to be a minister. And now we got liars all in the pulpit. Huh? Or thieves. A house of thieves. Spirit of thievery. And you come to church and you can't even find your Bible and somebody walking out the church like this. Wouldn't make sense. You come to be changed. If you do see a brother and he take your Bible, you say, brother, put that Bible down. Come on over here and let us lay hands on you. Get him right. Right? Come on now. But they want us to believe that you can harbor and keep these things. It flies in the face of 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says if anyone is in Christ, he's a what? New creation. Old things got the what? Pass away. All things are made new. But here we got people saying it's okay. It's okay because so many people want it that okay. Let's just split the church. And let's say all of you who in the church on this side, you want to be gay, it's okay. All you who don't, we're not going to, hey. No issues. We can all be inclusive around here. Let's just have it that way, and we're going to all serve the Lord. Is that what Jesus teaches? That's what we see. That's what we see. Now, this thing, too, is being backed by money. Big money. What's big money to you? Depending on how you feel, sometimes $100 to me is big money. I told you I gave up my career for this career, okay? But we're talking about upwards of $40 million. Is what they're starting this with. 25 to 39 million just to put it into place. Whose money is this? That's God's money. Does it make sense that you can take $40 million of God's money to start an illegitimate church? Look at what's happening to the church. This is what I'm saying. And people are agreeing with it. You know why? Because they can't even tell that they're under siege. You can be a slave so long that you don't even know you're captive. 20 years, 10 years of captivity. I couldn't lock my dog up for 10 years without somebody knowing about it. A dog's going to bark. A mouse will squeak. And here we got Christians in the church. And you mean to tell me you don't see something wrong with this? So my question is, are you a Christian in the first place? Do you really know the Lord? Are you really saved? That's what we have to ask. $40 million to start something like this. To start a church that doesn't fit the parameters of God's definition of the church. When the church, number one, has to be in us. When we come to church, we're bringing the church into a building to house the church. Let's get that straight right now. If we have church in that field is an area that's encompassing the church that's in us in the first place, all right? So I want you to see, brothers and sisters, how the Word of God is being pushed to the side. Do you see it? Does what they're doing sound like the gospel of Christ? Of course not. Again, those who know the truth will agree that the Bible is specific about God recognizing marriage between a man and a woman. Okay, I'm talking about a biological man and woman, not something made up, not something chopped up, not something sewn up. I'm talking about the way you came out, what's on your ID card, which was given by supposed medical experts who said, yes, that is a little boy, and yes, that is a little girl. The Bible also considers any kind of intimacy between the same sexes to be a what? An abomination. We don't have to go back to Leviticus and all this. I think you all know all that. We're not going to get into Bible study today. You all know that, okay? You know what God says, those who do these things and not repent will not see heaven. So how can we condone it by giving it a blessing of being a church? There's something wrong. And so we don't have time to go into all that. The point I'm trying to make is that this is the true gospel. Yet the Methodist Church is a party to following a different gospel. That's what that means to me. They're following a different gospel. Do we see that? Now let's do this. Let's go to Galatians again. And let's go to Galatians 3 this time. Galatians 3. And let's go to verses 1-3 and see what Paul says. He's already said, I marvel that some of you are turning away from the grace of Christ. Now he says in verse 3, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? You've heard me say this before. That's a rhetorical question. That means a question that he's already known the answer. He's just putting before you in question format, saying this doesn't make sense. Don't you see it? Can the law save you, or is it the word that saves you? Can you be in the Lord and be saved by going back to your carnality? That's what it means to be in the flesh. It means to be carnally minded, okay? So that's what Paul is saying. You see his point. The word makes it obvious that deviating from the path of righteousness, which is set forth in the word of God, is foolishness. That's what he's saying, okay? Not calling people fools and things like that. He says just foolish. It doesn't make sense. It's as bad as being bewitched. Okay, it's as bad as witchcraft, which is a sin before God, right? Okay, or some demonic spirit of hypnotism. Paul is saying, I don't understand this. How can you, who bewitched you? How can this be? Foolish of you that people who know the word would have the gall, would have the temerity, would have pugnacity, thank you. I can't even pronounce that one. Did you give me that, Tommy? Thank you, brother. See there? Lord brought him here just to give me that word, the pugnacity. Thank you. I said, he sends me help. To stray away from the path that clearly, clearly conflicts with the direction that God has given us. That's all I'm trying to say, you all. not only through his death and his ascension and resurrection, but also through the teachings and his ever-present and everlasting word. Yet we turn away from it. Now, I know we've got relatives who turn away from God. I've got relatives at home that I told you they won't open the door when we come. We have to sneak in on them. We have to come in the airport and call and say, we're going to be in the neighborhood. What are you doing? They said, well, we're going jogging. Can we stop by? You know, we have to get them away from the word to bring the word. If we said we got our Bibles with us, we're not getting in, okay? So I took Pastor Annalisa a long time to see that my family doesn't want to have anything to do with Christ because they were raised up in a cult religion, which is the Nation of Islam. Call it what it is, okay? See, this is what we have to understand. Anything man puts his hands on and starts messing with is going to be convoluted and wrong. I don't care what it is. Anything that a man says he started or the Lord put me in here to do this, and we leave it at that, you're in trouble somewhere along the line. That's why we have all these denominations. That's why we have all these offshoot religions. We take a little bit of the pie and we change it into our own pie. That's what Islam did. It's more about Jesus in the Holy Quran than it is about Muhammad himself. Yet they won't follow Jesus. They follow a dead man. Come on now. Buddhism, same thing. Buddha said, Buddha was a man. But now we worshiping little old round statues, smiling, you know. Am I right? This is what we do. And no slight to anyone. My family, my son is and my relatives. We know a lot of people that are in Buddhism, but not only that, but Mormonism, right? Huh? Same thing. A man said this. Jehovah's Witnesses, same thing. Okay, you can go on down the line. Hare Krishnas, same thing. Okay. The only thing that can sustain us, the only somebody that can keep us, the only thing that will keep us grounded to truth is the word of God from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from Jesus Christ, who died and rose again in 3 days and was seen by over 500 people, who did everything he said he was going to do, whose prophecies are still coming through today. That's how you know it's true. That's how you know it's true. And that's why we have these problems. But time and time again, we see people that supposedly know the word. Now, I'm not talking about people that don't know the word. I'm not talking about a guy who is Buddhist. I can understand. I'm not talking about a Muslim, as my family raised me to be. God had to come and show himself. He had to come to me, and he did a work on me, turned me upside down. Took us up in the spirit, showed us a glimpse of heaven, showed us out of darkness, told me who was about to die, and told me to, now watch this, son, you tell them about Jesus. And I hadn't been in a church when he was telling us these things. He said, you tell them about Jesus. He said, but don't believe me. He said, watch and see if everything I have told you doesn't come true. And it started happening like building blocks. Shook my whole world up. You all know I was a sergeant. I was a sergeant in the sheriff's department. I had done almost 25 years of police work then, had been with Oakland PD and everything else. How could this be? Never had a beer in my life, never been intoxicated. How could this be? And he turned me away from that and put me on Straight Street. And I've been there ever since. Now I'm telling you, and I thought everybody came in that way. When I came to church, boy, we were so humble. We were like, no wonder people cry. No wonder they're praising God. And I was crying. And I started telling people what happened to me, and they said, what? No, man, I've just been in church since I was a little boy. Nothing like that happened to me. So I know now that God has a plan for each and every one of us. That's the way he brought me in, because I couldn't come in here by myself. I would never have set foot in a church by myself. You all know I was 49 years old when the Lord came to me. I've been in shootings, have fallen off rooftops, have fought for my life and done all kinds of things. I wasn't about to give my life up for some ghost. And that's exactly what I thought. What Holy Ghost? You a ghost telling me about something. And God himself had to grab me. And I apologize. I told the Lord, I'm sorry, because I fear him. I fear anybody that can do me harm and I can't see. Especially the creator of the world. Somebody that can affect your mind. See, I want to be his friend. I want to be with the Lord because he told me your hands will not ever be used for that kind of contact again. Because when I said, Lord, if you were going to call me to this, why'd you have me shooting? And why did you have me doing all the things that I did and fighting since I was 8 years old and the martial arts for 30 years? Why did you do all that? He said, that was your plan, not mine. He said, but if you're willing to do that for your pursuits and the pursuit of the world, I wonder what you'll do with that discipline you have by serving me, the creator of the world. Get yourself in position. And I've been a back catcher ever since. The Lord pitches and I catches, you know. He's my coach. He's my training officer. He's my instructor. He's my backup. He takes the lead. He uses me. Okay? Now, so saying that is what I'm saying here is that how in the world, if that's how we believe, how can something like this get past the church? Tell me how. How can we do that? And then I come to find out when Brother Johnny gave me this message, I said, well, this is something that just happened. But as I did my research, they said that this has been going on in the Methodist Church for decades. See, I came in a lot. I'm a pastor, but I came in after a lot of you. I can't study all day, every day. Some things I don't get. I didn't know the Methodist Church had been allowing this for decades. This is home. This LGBT ABC thing has been going on. I didn't know all this. So they've been condoning something. Somewhere along the line, the devil got his foot in the door. And when he gets his foot in, pretty soon he's got a leg in. Then a shoulder in, saying, it's me, Billy. And then he's got more and more of his body in. And that's what he's done, evidently, to the church. So this has been going on for a long time, and now it's spread like a disease. See, do you see that, how that analogy is about the boat now? Now that water is spreading and it's already taken down this church. Don't you think there are going to be other churches now that come behind it? Huh? Don't you see that? He calls this church to split and crack. They don't even know what to do about it. Maybe they don't know the Holy Spirit because they're coming up with their own ideas, talking about we should fund this thing. Hmm? So everybody be at peace. Don't want to cause a rancor. Huh? But see, that's what happened. That's why we have to pay rapt attention to the Word of God. That's why we must be willing to steadfastly commit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what it says in Galatians 5:1? Paul says, stand fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made you free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. In other words, once you come out of captivity, don't be so quick to go back in. Huh? Don't get, my mother used to say, don't get a man to stick to hit you with, boy. To beat you with. You knew my mother. She knew my mother. You know, we met at 14. To beat you with. That's right. Don't go back in there. Why would we want to stay in bondage? Christ, through his suffering and his death, frees us from bondage. Ah, that's right. Hallelujah. He frees us from bondage, and meaning that we're truly, when we truly accept him and we give our lives to him and we affirm that he is God and he is my Savior, see, then we can come out of our old ways. We can come out of our old sinful, perverted lifestyles. We can come out the gambling house, the whore house. We can come out the crack house. We can come out to whatever situation we were in with that old way of life. That we don't have to any longer be that old man or that old woman. Okay, we can come out of all those old things in the old way of life. Somehow, though, many at the Methodist Church either didn't get this understanding or didn't receive it. I don't know which is which. But watch this, saints. It's not just the Methodist churches. But we're seeing this type of disobedience in all kinds of churches. Episcopal churches, right? Baptist churches, et cetera, across the board. Surely we've seen this disobedience across the plains of Christendom. Have we not? I've seen women ministers marrying each other in a so-called Baptist church. Now, that just does not make sense from what I know about Baptist churches. That don't make sense to me from what I've seen. But you know who told me that? A Baptist pastor. That's how I know. He didn't have a reason to lie. I know him very well. And it grieved him so much so that next year he says, I'm retiring. He didn't say, God's retiring me. He said, I'm retiring. He says, I'm done. You see, I've seen a male pastor. Get this one, y'all. Y'all ready for this one? I've seen a male pastor in the Baptist church. It doesn't matter now what denomination is in the church. A male pastor who didn't have a first lady, guess what he had? A first man. That to me doesn't make sense. And the congregation backed it. Now, how could that be? You see how that devil gets his foot in? Make a fool out the church. Is that a church? Can you really call that a church? Huh? All disciples are believers, but not all believers are disciples. Not everyone who says I'm saved is saved. Okay, go to your Bibles. Look at Matthew 7:21 when he says, when Jesus says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. He said, but in that day they'll say, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name, done wonders in your name, done many cast out demons, done miracles in your name, and I'll declare to you that I never knew you. Depart from me, those of you who practice ungodliness, wickedness, unlawfulness. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. Where does all of this aberrant behavior come from in the first place? Well, let's look at a couple of important scriptures concerning this. Let's go to our Bibles again. Let's go to the book of James. Oh, James. We find a lot of good stuff all throughout the Bible. But that James, let's go to James 1. And let's just look at two verses, 14 and 15. You all, now I know we know about these verses because we talked about this and we talk about it to time to time. It says, for James 1:14, for each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and what? Enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin, when it is full grown, bring forth what? Okay. So we see that the problem here, and I know, we ought to know this by now, right? Y'all remember that old song that Teddy Pendergrass wrote? Or sang, if you don't know me by now? Can we borrow the melody for a minute and just change the word me to this? If you don't know this by now, you will never, never, never. You may never, never. If you don't know this by now, okay, and that's all I'm going to say. You may never know it. But if you read and study and commit to God's word in the book of James 1, you'll see and you'll know that mankind's desire can set you on fire.
Amen. Jesus said, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. We invite you to join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Under Siege with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God.